WQCQ. This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is KO4HPX. My name is Patrick and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society and all is a check-in. Is there any formal traffic to the net? Please call KO4HK. Any announcements or bulletins? Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight, we will start with our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
All right. We'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, up there in Brown Summit, and I got you down for comments, John. I'll be back around to you shortly. Let me pause here and recognize our pre-net check-in.
I don't know if you got your beam aimed a little bit wrong tonight, but in HF, we'd say you was 5x5. On this, you got about half static and half audio, and your signal is usually beautiful, so I thought I'd just pass that on.
Let me double check that right quick. You better, Tom?
Absolutely. Sorry to bother you, Patrick. Go ahead. Great signal now in 02.
I appreciate you for letting me know. I don't know what the deal was, but moved it just ever so slightly. But I appreciate you letting me know. So we'll jump back over here and we'll do our pre-net check-ins right quick. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KD4HEY, from Chapel Hill. Next, we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, from Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XMR, that's male out of Prosperity. Next, we'd like to welcome KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and they make their home in Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next is N4JRB, that's Mr. James, out of Greer. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and he is in Newland, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave, out of Easley. Is Mr. Pat, KO4SH, out of Malden. Then we'd like to welcome Don, W4DF, out of Bowling Springs. Next is KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, out of Anderson. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9V, out of Hendersonville, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ. Next is Mr. Landon, KG4 WNP from Liberty. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, out of Greenville. And that concludes our pre-net check-in. We have our echo links done. So now we'll move on up to the RF. And tonight being Monday night, we will start with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HK.
Kilo Whiskey 4 Echo Mike Foxtrot KW4 EMF Roger over in Spartanburg. Just check me in and out.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November. Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative neg tonight. Patrick, thanks.
KO4HKX. Kilo Quebec 4 Golf India Kilo Wayne and Etowah. I'll be in and out.
We'd like to welcome
Mr. Rogers, KW4EMF, down there in Spartanburg. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, and over in Candler. And next, we'd like to welcome KQ4GIK, that's Mr. Wayne over here in Etowah. And gentlemen, I appreciate y'all checking in with me, and I do appreciate that. And Mr. Roger, I think that's the first time I've had you check in with me, so I do appreciate that. We're here every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller. Love to hear you check in with us, and you're welcome anytime. And with that, we'll try one more time. Echo through hotel, echo through hotel. Just call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar.
I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxpeda, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KX. Hope you and Miss Elise are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick. Hope you and Elise are well. Hope everybody on the net's doing as well. We have no traffic, no comments.
4HKX. Patrick and everyone on the net, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. 73.
Let me recognize this group here, and I see another Echolink station over there. So as soon as I'm done recognizing this group, I will jump over there and get you checked in. First on that list is Mr. James, KK4JFO, up down there in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, there in Fletcher. Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly had a wonderful day and stayed inside where it's cool. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home down there in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments, and I'll be back around to you after Mr. John. But our Echolink station has logged out, so maybe he'll come back here in a minute. But other than that, we're going to try India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move right along to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
Roll. Thank Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in negative and by telephone relay, checking our daughter. She's in West Shoals. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals and should be negative and negative.
Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and they make their home in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, they bring in their daughter, KM4MOQ, and that's Miss Michelle down there in Ware Shoal. And Miss Lorena, it's good to hear you on the radio tonight, and thank you. It's always a pleasure to check you in. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, down there in Inman. Walt, thank you tonight for coming by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ. And Eddie is our resident elder And Eddie, good to hear you tonight. And got you down for hanging around to the end of the rag 2 there. So, thank you, sir. Do appreciate you coming in here with us every night. And with that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKS. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKS.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'm sitting here freezing, eating some of Bernice's homemade ice cream on strawberry shortcake. Eat your heart out.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I won't be native and native. Not quite as mean as Tom, though. Hey, Tom.
Hey, good evening, Chris.
All right. Let me check this group in here. N0TR. That's Mr. Tom down there in Greer and eating his homemade ice cream over Miss Bernice's shortcake. And I hope you get a good case of brain freeze over that, being that mean. And then we'd like to welcome our good friend Chris, KO4QLZ, down there in Liberty. Hey, Chris, good to hear you.
KO4.
On station, if you cut out there at your prefix, if you could come back with that, please, sir. On that one, KO4, and I didn't get the rest of it. That last station, I'm going to check in our EchoLink station, but if you'll move around, it sounds like you're on an HD, so you get a better signal, and we'll come back to you as soon as I get our EchoLink station checked in. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, hello again, Patrick. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Patrick, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic and no rag to you.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you have a great week this week. And try to stay cool, because I know it's warmer down there than it is even in Greenville. But good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. All right, with that, we're going to jump back over there and see if that KO4 station is able to check in. So we're going to pause right here for just a moment, give him another opportunity. I guess not. We'll try Quebec through Tango one more time. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. You got to my group before I got out of rehearsal. Check in, Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, that's Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to home and to more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
I would like to check in Mr. Rusty, W2T, down there mobile in Greer on his way back to more. Rusty, you be careful out there on the roads. And sorry I got there too quick for you, but glad to get you checked in. Always a pleasure. And with that, we're going to move on up to Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Bravo Delta. That's KQ4TBD or Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. Either one, doesn't matter. That's Angela. We're down here in southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
4HKX. Patrick, thanks for calling the net again. Nice to hear you this evening. And hello, everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm mobile in Greenville. No traffic. No table.
HKX. In Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. The name here is David. I'm at my home in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Sure.
HKX. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative.
That's a good group. First on air is Mr. Tom. KO4 Tommy. KO4 K4XB. Mr. Tommy down there in Southern Greenville County, and he brings along his newly licensed bride, Miss Angela, KQ4TBD, and I like that, to be determined. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome a good friend, Shane, N4ZLK, down there mobiling around in Greenville. And Shane, you be careful on your way down to Atlanta tonight, and hopefully it's a little cooler tonight than it is during the day, but good to hear you. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH, down there in Taylor's. And David, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ, down there in Greer. And Greg, thank you for stopping by. Sorry I missed your call up there. I do appreciate you checking in with us, though. And with that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. You and to everybody on the net, please check in and out. Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot. That's KN4URF. My name is Aaron. I'm in Marietta, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, Mr. Aaron, KN4RUF, down there in Marietta. And Aaron, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by. I think that's the first time you've checked in with me, sir. So I do appreciate it, and wanted to welcome you in. Then we'd like to try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4UBD, Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta, Jan in Traveler's Rest, and I hope everyone's doing well tonight. Thanks for calling the net, and 73, everybody.
I'd like to welcome Miss Jan in, K4UBD, down there in Traveler's Rest, and Jan, good to hear you again tonight, and I hope you were able to check out those websites today and put some of them to use from last night. And thank you for stopping by. All right, with that, we're going to move up here to the top of the list with the patient group tonight. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Thanks for picking it up tonight there, Patrick. Please check in. KI4DOS. Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home in Easley where my tired is a-showing. So just check us in and out tonight there, bud. I hope you and Miss Elise have a good evening, and tell Miss Elise we said hello.
Before HKS, please check in November 4th, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson. Check me in and out tonight, Patrick. Hope everyone on the net has a good evening.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary. That's our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. And Gary, it was a pleasure to pick it up for you tonight. But don't worry about that. KI4DOS, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home down there in Easley. We get you some rest and tell Miss Joy we said hello. And I'll relay your message into Miss Elise. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, N4DJC, down there in Anderson. And Jerry, good to hear you tonight. Hope you had a good day. And everything's been good with you. With that, we'll try one more time, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papad, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Echo Delta Whiskey, heading Brevard. No traffic, no comment, I'm monitoring.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down there in Simpsonville. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW, over here in Brevard. Ed, good to hear you tonight. Lloyd, good to hear you. And thank both of you for stopping by and checking in. And with that, we're going to try one more time real quick. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Thanks, Ed. Good evening. Please check in KF4BBJ, Terry and Tyler. Check me in and have a good evening, everybody.
Your call sign one more time, just a little bit slower, please, sir.
Yep, sorry. KF4, Kilo Fox 4, Bravo Victor Juliet, KF4BBJ.
KF4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, negative.
Can you give me your call sign? You're a little scratchy tonight. I should know yours, but I'm drawing a blank on it tonight. Could you come back to me with it one more time, please, sir?
Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus.
Sorry, I still didn't get yours.
Relay Patrick, KI4DOS. It's Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, KE4ZHF.
I should know that one by now and was drawing a blank. Keith, sorry about that, sir. We'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, KE4ZHF, down there in Columbus. And Keith, again, I apologize for not recognizing your call. I do appreciate you coming in here with us. So, and with that, we will see if we got anybody else. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, KD4SRR, Robert loose on the road, negative and negative, that is all.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, KD4SRR, down there in Joanna, and Robert, good to hear you tonight, thank you for stopping by, sir. And with that, we will, this is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the ratcheting portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between ratchets. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KN4RJN. How are you doing this evening, Patrick? What's going on in your world?
Doing good, John. I had a good day. It was beautiful weather. A little warm, but it was still a beautiful day. And got nothing to complain about at all. How about you? You doing good?
This is KN4RJN. A little warm is like saying the Titanic was a little boat. It was hotter than Billy Bejesus this morning, today. I was going to mow the grass, and I took one walk out there, and I said, nah, it hadn't grown. We haven't had any rain. It's not that bad. I'll get it later, like, you know, November. So, I didn't get a whole lot done today because most of what I needed to do was outside. But other than that, let me tell you what's going on in the sky here. Give me just a second. This is KN4RJN. Well, that sunspot area that gave us such a fit in May is back around. So for the next couple of days, we got about a 60% chance of a mild to a moderate and a 15% chance of anything bigger than that. And there have been some R2 level, that's moderate radio blackouts in the last 24 hours. The largest one was sometime this morning. Let's see, been about 8 o'clock our time, where we had some issues with radio at various places. But solar radiation, not looking bad. But that particular, there is a chance, 15% chance of anything bigger than mild to moderate, as in strong, over the next few days. And for the rest of the week, for what I can tell, it's going to be somewhat noisy on the daylight side. So if you're having problems with your radio, you can blame the same sunspots that did it to us back in May. In any event, meteor showers coming up June 27th, the June Bootyads. Zenith hourly rate is variable. They are bright and they're fairly slow. Your best bet, go out around midnight, just after midnight, look high towards the west and the north, and you may see some, you may not. Like I said, it's variable, so that kind of depends. Let me get back over here and cut off before the repeater gets me. I'll give you one more little bit of tidbit of information here. Stand by. This is KN4RJN. Starting tomorrow night, if you go out, actually it's probably up this evening for that matter, you look high and south. The first star that pops out and the one of the brighter stars in the northern latitudes is Arcturus. And it is, there are only two other stars that are brighter than he is in our skies, and one of those is Sirius, the dog star, and the other one is our sun. So it's a fairly bright star, and it's only 37 light years away, so it's practically a neighbor. And I was curious about that, so you're looking at it as it appeared in 1987. In 1987, the price of gas was 89 cents a gallon, and that same year, Ronald Reagan, in a speech in Berlin, told Mr. Gorbachev to tear down that wall. So that's how far away Arcturus is from us. And I thought that was that little tidbit of information was somewhat interesting. So other than that, sir, I'll send it back to you.
HCAT, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And John, as you were given that last little piece of information, thinking about 37 light years away, in 1987, I would have been 12 years old, and I'm 49 now, so that's how much I've traveled that far, and puts it in perspective for you.
This is KN4RJN. I have to, let's see, think how old I was at that time. 35. We're somewhere around in there. But anyway, yeah, that was a while back. I was still in the Army at that time. And I believe I was, I was either in Oklahoma or might have been in Maine. I don't think it was in Germany anymore. I'd have to sit down and figure it out. But in any event, yeah, it was. 37 years is a long time, but there are stars out there that are quite a bit further away than that. But yeah, that's 37 years is a long time, brother.
Well, I mean, you think about traveling that far, and you'd only be able to make that trip once in your lifetime at most. So that's a one-way trip. More likely not going to make it back from that on something like that. If, you know, traveling through the stars and thinking about that, have to find some way to slow the aging process to get there.
This is KN4RJ, and that's why all the science fiction, Star Trek and Star Wars and all of those have to invent some sort of faster than light speed, because nobody would live long enough to get anywhere. our nearest galaxy, which is Andromeda, that's definitely a one way trip. I can't think off the top of my head how far Andromeda is away, but it's a ways, and they either got to slow down the aging process or make multi generational ships. Because if you launched now and headed that way, your offspring would be, you know, crewing the ship before you got there. So that's assuming they were born when you launched. So yeah, the galaxy's a big place. Back to you, sir.
Makes you think about just how small we are in this grand scheme of things. Just a finite speck of dust.
This is KN4RJN. Well, if you ever get a chance to look at Orion, and he's usually down by the time he doesn't come up until the sun does, so he's kind of gone right now. But he'll be back in the fall. But in Orion's belt, two of the stars. I think it's the outer two, but I can't recall off the top of my head. But I think it's one of those stars in there that is far enough away that if Jesus had been born there and had a radio and sent a signal, it's just now getting to us. I mean, that thing's, you know, out there. And Orion's really not all that far. The belt's not all that far in overall, you know, cosmological terms. It's in the neighborhood, let's put it that way. But, yeah, even just to travel from one end of our galaxy to the other is going to take thousands upon thousands of years. If you could travel at the speed of light, which we can't. So, yeah. Anyway, that's all I've got, Patrick. I'm going to back on out of here and let Larry chew your ear for a while. You have a good evening, 73's brother. And this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
For HGAC, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, John, it was a pleasure to talk to you tonight and to sit and think about just how small we are in this grand scheme of things. But thank you for bringing that to us, and always a pleasure. With that, let's pause right here and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. None being heard. Next on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX and the net. This is KK4JBQ. Well, first of all, Patrick, I'll ask you, how's my signal tonight?
Sound good. Got a little bit of pop with you, but nothing distracting.
Oh, the repeater has been acting up a little bit with breaking through of other voices or whatever, just temporarily. And that may have something to do with the space weather we've been having. John graces us with a little sky report and mentions something that could be considered space weather. It occurs to me that, you know, it's a little bit like the image I have of an antenna. I don't look at the antenna from the ground up to the antenna. Well, I don't get much from that. You know, I can observe what everybody can observe. But how about an antenna that is at half wavelength? Oh, let's say it's 42 feet. Okay? Now, if you were in space at the outer edge of our atmosphere and we're looking down, would that 42 feet? It just flabbergasts me that we concern ourselves, at least I do, with these tiny little bits of elevation. But to look down from space, it's inconsequential, but it's terribly important. The more I understand about antennas, the more fascinated I am with antennas. Radios themselves, I know they're very complicated, and I know I have no chance of understanding how these things operate. But I can't imagine myself at that small size either, walking around the components and examining them and figuring them out. And my natural eyesight fails me too when it comes to those tiny little parts. But now an antenna, I can put my hand on that. That has some weight too, you know. Anyhow, all the talk about space weather. It all makes me think of Tabitha's Cove. Her call sign, by the way, is WX6SWW. Whiskey X-ray 6 Sierra Whiskey Whiskey. Space weather woman. And I haven't yet to watch it because I just looked this up, and something I intend to watch right after the net tonight. She has an interview with the fellow that runs ham radio crash course. Josh, I don't know if you've been on YouTube and looked up amateur radio, you'll see Josh's name, and that's his podcast. He has quite a decent interview with Tamitha, I'm sorry, and I can't wait to watch it. She is so very interesting. She has her own podcast, and it's easy to understand, actually, but it puts you in a place of understanding, you know, like you can see the sun during an eruption, and how, and of course this is from a space-based telescope. Our atmosphere gets in the way and whatnot, but from the right position, you can see this sunspot and the moment of eruption, and how it actually seems to warp space, because the wave that comes off, the shock wave that comes off the sun, is near the speed of light. It's just shy of the speed of light. Just amazing. All these things to just, you know, I watched a lot of Star Trek and the other fantasy tales, but this is real observation of our star. You know, we're in a unique position in this day and time. KK4 JBQ.
For HKX and the Blue Ridge Team Internet, Larry, we are in a very unique position. We have technology that is on the cutting edge, and we're learning things that we thought were this way, and now they're this. It's just amazing at the pace things are moving. Sometimes it's alarming at the pace it's moving, and you got to wonder about, are we moving too fast with some things, like AI, for one. You know, are we moving too fast with it? And you got to take a pause and think about it for a minute. But here we are, and we're learning as we go.
Learning as we go. Another point of observation, unique, I think. Oh, the name may come to me, but years ago, really quite a few years ago, there was a television series, and it was, I'm going to kick myself later for this name not coming up, but a very famous astrophysicist and futurist, you might say, had a television show, and he postulated that if you were looking down on a calendar, and the calendar wasn't of months, you say, the calendar page wasn't months, but it was years. And you had from the beginning of, say, the formation of the planet, you know, and how that might have happened, that was probably like the beginning of this tale. And then all of the epochs, I studied geology, and they divide time up into geologic ages. The age when mammals were prevalent or came into being or whatever, the age when trees were, and other plants kind of ruled the earth, you know, for a time. And it's the postulation there, I mean, there can be an argument about young earth, old earth, but if you dig into the layers of what's left behind, if you go to a place where there is layering of the earth's strata, and you dig in there and you find nothing but plant material, well, maybe that's all there was. There wasn't anything with bones that could have petrified, you know, the minerals in there replaced by things that last longer and whatnot. All of that is very scientific. But we came along much after the Earth was here for a while, you know, and we came along. And how long have we been here? Well, not very long at all. If it was, if this calendar page was compared to one calendar year, we are now living in the very few seconds before midnight of December 31st. That's how he illustrated where we are in time. We came along quite late, and we've been here so very long, I mean, so very short time, that you might consider that we're pretty young as a species. We're pretty late arrival, you might say. So if we don't know everything, we know a lot more than we did a few decades ago. And if we're allowed to go on further, we'll know more, because we're very curious about things. Again, I thank John for helping us all, putting our minds up in the sky. How about that? KK4JBQ.
It's definitely a different way of thinking for me, because I typically don't think about it a lot, or don't study that. I'm more hands-on, things I can see, touch, and feel kind of person. But I always find it fascinating when John comes in here and starts talking about that different thing. And I see John still listening. I do appreciate it. And it challenges you about something that I don't know anything about, but how to relate to it and start learning it. And I went to his QRZ page, and I've looked at it, and I've spent quite a bit of time there looking at the information he has, and I find it pretty fascinating how we've made it to where we're at. And you were talking about how old we were as a society. Yeah, I was thinking about, yeah, we're pretty juvenile in our way of thinking that we're so important and such a big part of this grand scheme of things.
I'd phrase the grand scheme of things. Well, you know, since we came here individually, since I came here, since you came here, we only know what we've been told. And a great deal of that's what's been written. And then there was a lot of time before there was before there was any language to be written, or any means to put language down in a script. I was born from folks that lived in East Tennessee for, oh goodness, before the country was settled. My people were Cherokee. And they were one of the few, there might have been three, native peoples of these United, of this continent, let's say, who had a written language. The Cherokee were one. The Navajo, another. I can't think of the third right now. And truly, if you don't write it down, if you have no spoken language, first of all, and if you have no way of writing that down, how are you going to pass along knowledge from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next? Fortunately, we got there. As a species, there's languages everywhere now. There's, you know, all kinds of books, if you care to pick one up. Or read it online, if that's more convenient. Pretty fascinating. I like to think small, you know, of myself as, you know, truly I'm insignificant and small I don't count for much, but all of us have a real hang-up on ourselves, you know, and that's only natural. You know, we have to feed our own face, or we won't be around for long. A self-interest is kind of, it comes naturally. An interest in anybody else, that's complicated. That's, you know, family. That requires a pretty strong bond between people. Friends, much less bond. And maybe they're just new friends. I met a new friend just the other day. Happens to be a ham already. Came from up in North Carolina. We got loads and loads of things to talk about. You know, what's his last 10 years been in the hobby, and I can relate what my last 10 years have been. The man has moved into an HOA. That'll be a conversation. I don't know what kind of antennas he had before, but he's got to make his gutters an antenna or something here. It's got to be completely camouflaged in a way. We have two-story units here, so it can be two stories high, however high that is. Still, I think a 40-foot antenna would be seen in the sky. Oh, well, just rambling now. Patrick, thank you for calling one more time. I hope you've got hope you had a great time on field day. I've listened to a lot of stories on several nets, on several repeaters around the area, and it's fascinating and fulfilling. I kind of do field day vicariously. You know, I wouldn't be able to help much in preparing, you know, or my knowledge base is not that big. I've not been in the hobby that long or stretched myself too far. But I like listening to the success that others have had. And the great fun it's all been. So I thank you, each and every one that I've heard lately. This field day was exciting for some. Really, really exciting. Well, Patrick, you take care, won't you? And we'll hope to talk to you again real soon. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Patrick.
No 4HKX, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, it was good to talk to you and John both tonight, and I do appreciate both of y'all hanging out with me and Rag 2 in a few minutes. And I always try to learn something or at least a little tidbit to go look up and learn a little more. But I do appreciate both of you gentlemen coming in here tonight and hanging out with us. But I'm going to make a call one more time to see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that silence, we will assume we've got everybody for tonight. And tomorrow night, Mr. Ariel will be calling Annette. And I know he would love to have you come by and check in with him tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Same frequency, same repeater. And look forward to hearing each and every one of you. But with that, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.
KX, KK4JBQ.
HKX, go ahead, Larry.
When I can't bring, you know, a thought to my mind, when I know it for sure, but it's handy to have a computer right here in the shack, so I looked up, what did I use? Oh, I don't remember now what search terms I used, but I found the TV series about the spaceship Cosmos. and who originally did that? It was a series from 1980. Carl Sagan was in that series. They had another one after he passed in 2014, a similar one and on a similar concept, exploring outer space and how long it would take to get to that. That's what tipped it off for me when John was saying how long it would take to get from here to the nearest star, Andromeda, I think, is the nearest star, or the nearest companion galaxy, in our near space. It just takes so long. But we'll figure it out, wherever intended to go out there. And in the meantime, science fiction is a fantasy, of course. KK4JBQ.
Fiction is a fantasy, at least it starts that way. But you think about it, how things have come along. Just example, the cell phone. You know, in Star Trek, they had the flip phone. I guess the best way to do it. And then, you know, the things that it challenges people, I guess, to see if they can do it and what they can imagine and create. So not necessarily a bad thing to have science fiction around. I kind of enjoy it.
What they're challenged to do in a science fiction dramatization is to use language to express things that we don't know anything about, or we're only guessing, or we only have a little bit of knowledge about. If you know the Star Trek series of things that happened, there was the original Star Trek, and then there were other TV series, a couple of them, I guess. And then they did a retrospective. They went back before the original Star Trek, before that occurred, and how the Federation was established. And goodness, we've got a huge jetliner passing right over the house. I'm sorry, it's very noisy right here. Disturbing my thoughts. I live near the airport, and if it's not an F-16 flying, you know, buzzing around, it's these huge jets that fly low. I live near one end of the runway. And so, you know, I didn't know that when we moved in here. It's just one of those gifts that comes our way. But anyhow, so how do you write for a series that everybody has watched, you know, like 3 decades earlier, you know, the original Star Trek? How do you write for that? Well, you go back and you pick apart the things that are not well explained, like the transporter. So one episode was the fellow who invented the transporter. And they built a huge storyline around that. But it helped you to pick apart how difficult it was to reduce all of the atoms in a living thing at one point in space and transport it to another point in space and put it all back together. It didn't go into great detail, but the dramatic part of it, which is only, you know, it's another human interacting with someone else on the set, and the thought process that they churned and churned to get some answers. And that's what we have to do, however long it takes. If we're to solve a problem, we have to churn it and churn it. Share it with other people. And if there's anything to the old expression that two heads are better than one? Well, you should hope that the effort made to communicate your thoughts are worthwhile. And two heads do become better than one. What do you say?